Yo, welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What to do, baby?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Hold on, let me spit this gum out. But bad timing. I'm very excited because, fortunately, he's no longer with Impact Wrestling. But my hat, this Saturday is Bound for Glory right here in Cicero, Illinois. So I'm very excited for that. This is our second show for Impact this year, right?
This year.
We went to Sacrifice last year, right?
Yeah, in Louisville,
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now this time we're gonna go see Bound for Glory. We went to one of their tapings already this past summer, so this is our second Bound for Glory. The first one was back in 2019 where they were at Villa Park. Now they're here in Cicero once again. Honestly, I feel like they could still be having Bound for Glory at the Now Arena or somewhere a little bit more where they could draw 1,000 people. Because it's Bound for Glory, man. For crying out loud. They were at the Sears Center back at 08. You know, so I don't understand why they feel like Bound for Glory should be in a smaller arena. And it's like, especially in the same stadium or arena, whatever, where you had a TV taping. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. It's kind of like if WWE would go to Rockford, Illinois, where they draw 5,000 people for a house show, because they don't do tapings there. They don't do live television, raw pay-per-views. They only do house shows at the Rockford, Illinois, right? And then 3 months later, they do WrestleMania there. It's like, why?
Yeah.
You know? So you were at the right ballpark, but you just got ahead of me. But, you know, it's just like, it shouldn't be like that. Slammiversary, Bound for Glory, they should honestly have it in a place where they could draw 2,000 people. And that's how I feel about Impact Wrestling. So anyways, you excited for Bound for Glory this Saturday ever?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited, especially Impact Wrestling, especially with the people they have going, the card and all that. It seems pretty cool.
It's an amazing card.
Yeah, you have that card in front of you, right?
I do. No, I don't. That's Turning Point. Did you see Turning Point's lineup?
Is it Newcastle, UK?
It's in the UK for sure. But Will Ospreay versus Eddie Edwards. I am very disappointed. Do you know why I'm disappointed ever?
Is not in Chicago?
No. That's nothing to do with that. It'd be awesome to see that in Chicago. No, I am disappointed because I won't be able to see that live.
Ooh.
Do you know why?
We'll be in Milwaukee?
Yes, sir. That's just so
SmackDown.
That is so messed up. That's so messed up.
Wait, they have Bound for Glory, then new Turning Point, like a week of each other?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it's another AEW, like all in, all out thing.
Well, Turning Point is not a pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
A live premium kind of thing. So it's like, it's a pay-per-view if you have the Impact Plus, the Impact Insider. So it's like a bonus pay-per-view. But like for you to go to order it on actual pay-per-view, then it's like, you know, then no, it's not. It's kind of like a bonus, I guess. Yeah, it's like it's a live premium, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's the best way to describe it. I don't know what I keep forgetting what Impact calls their pay-per-views. Not the actual like Bound for Glory, Slammiversary, and like Hard to Kill. Not that kind of pay-per-view. I mean, like the other stuff, like Turning Point, No Surrender, Victory Road. I keep forgetting what they call those. But yes, I am disappointed because of that. Like, how are they going to have it a week after Bound for Glory? And then also the same night on SmackDown. It's like, why not do it on Saturday?
Yeah.
It's like,
it was John Cena's last, like, televised appearance, I think.
Right. It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be John Cena's last appearance. And I think that's the last show. The last show before Crown Jewels.
Oh wow.
So you know John Cena, and apparently John Cena is going to be at Crown Jewel. So you know,
Okay.
so he's gonna promote the match. You know, basically that everybody's going to trying to promote for Crown Jewels. So that's gonna be pretty interesting. So out of this card, Bound for Glory, which one are you more excited? I know you're besides getting excited to see Killer Kelly. No, yeah, right, Killer Kelly.
Kelly Kelly, yep.
When I said that, I picture Kelly.
Kelly.
Two different girls. But
Yeah.
yes, who are you excited to see? Or what match are you excited to see?
I'm excited to see Osprey and Bayley. Is that still on? I haven't
Hell
really
yeah.
looked at the. That's why you're probably better with the who's fighting. But yeah, Osprey and Bayley, because that's maybe legit though.
Oh yeah.
If
That's
they hit the way they hit, like they go like strong, like really strong, you know, like. Remember that video we saw where Osprey like he's knocking this guy like he's literally like throwing like a full elbow at him.
Right.
I think it's gonna be like that, like a full just strong style, like legitimate like shoot fighting kind of style, you know?
I'm gonna have my hopes this low.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have my high hopes for this match because I had high hopes with Chris Sabin and Leo Rush back in Slammiversary. Got disappointed. Leo Rush and Kushida. Disappointed. So the matches that I've been, this is gonna be match of the night for me. I've been disappointed. So,
What if it's just Leo Rush?
yeah.
It's just him that's like the is it Leo
You
Rush
know
is the
what? It
best.
could just be Leo Rush. All right.
Exactly. So you can't blame the other guys. It might just be the same guy that's the factor in both matches, which is Leo Rush,
Leo
you know.
Rush, you're the problem. So, anyways, but still, I don't really want to get my hopes up because when it comes to Will Ospreay, you know, I will say when it came to Will Ospreay and Chris Jericho back at All In, I had high hopes for the match. But the match was good. It was a great match for Chris Jericho, but for Will Ospreay, it was a good match. So it really depends on how you look at it, where it's like for that match alone, it's definitely in the top 10 for Chris Jericho. But I ain't gonna put it in my top 10 for Will Ospreay. So for that's all
So
I'm trying
he
to
could do
say.
better then, or are you trying to just protect Jericho
Well,
more?
it's Chris Jericho, man. You know, he can't go as much as he would love to, you know. And that's on us. He's still giving us what we want, but just he can't do what he was able to do. You know, he can't do the things. Cause can you imagine Chris Jericho, the 2012? The best in the world at what he does against Will Ospreay.
Oh,
Can you
yeah.
imagine Chris Jericho back in 2005, 2002, 2003? You know what I mean? Like it's against Will Ospreay. It would have been like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it'd been crazy, but
Same with Shawn
or
Michaels. But yeah, but when he got, you know, he's older, he can't really give us the Chris Jericho classic. He can only do the Chris Jericho, the modern Chris Jericho, you know. So that's what I'm trying to like kind of concern because it's like I don't want to have too much high hopes for this match and it turns out to be a flop. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and let these two great men wrestle it out, you know. And yeah, Speedball Mike Bailey, it's Mike, oh my gosh, Speedball Mike Bailey, it's him. If you know who he is, it's like I don't have to say anything. If you know who Will Ospreay is, I don't have to say anything. Just order the pay-per-view, go to the show. Well, you can't go to the show because it's sold out. Just and watch, you know, enjoy this classic match. It's definitely going to be a top contender for Impact Wrestling. And I really hope it's going to be a top contender for my matches of the year. So, what I'm very curious, do you think, because we're gonna, do you think this is a possibility that can main event a pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling?
For Osprey and
Mike
Bailey?
Bailey?
No, because Osprey himself, but there's no like title on the line. I'm thinking the world championship or the Knockout championship is going to be the main event.
Interesting.
If Bailey or if Bailey was like X Division champion,
Right.
or he was like if he's X Division champion or world champion, yeah, main event for sure. But like since they're not, I would say there'd probably be like third last or something. Third last.
Okay.
We could do a
Oops.
game like we could do that game. You could just t talk. We could talk. Like, tell me the matches, and we could rank what where we see them.
Okay. All right. I think we did that before.
Yeah, we did that before with like some other
Prediction,
people too.
right?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, I lost my lineup. Where's my
Call
lineup?
it recall it rank them or like do
Rank the
or line up
pay-per-view.
or line up.
All
What's your
right.
line up?
So how many matches we got? How many matches we got? We got 8 matches.
Whew. But are those all eight on the live or they're pre-show? I think some of them are pre-show.
No, there's no pre-show.
Okay.
Well, no pre-show announced yet.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so, well, another thing I wanted to, well, you answered it for Bound for Glory, but Mike Bailey and Will Ospreay night, like, say for a turning point, like for something like that, do you think that could be a main event match?
Yeah, because that's in the UK too. So
Right.
Osprey is on his home turf. Yeah, for that it's a different thing. If it's like, it's like you said, if it's not like live, but like since it's gonna be like, like not on, I don't know,
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
weird because it's like it's weird, like it's a weird concept for Impact Wrestling because it's like they got 3 pay-per-views and then the other ones it's like a live premium that comes with,
Yeah.
it comes with the package of when you order, when you subscribe to the Impact Plus and the YouTube Insider. So, but yeah, for something like that, for a smaller pay-per-view, it really I could see that being the main event. So that's why I really hope Will Ospreay and Eddie Edwards is the main event for Turning Point. Because God damn, bro. Woo-wee. I'm trying to see that match. But I going back going to that game of the predictions of where this the match is gonna take place. I don't believe it will. I would put this on there because I feel like you guys are gonna start to show hot. You're gonna, I want everybody to be talking about us right now. And I truly believe that Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey should open the show.
So first for you, I'm gonna ask you to write this down just to.
So I'm gonna say, no, I don't think it's gonna be the opening match. I'd say I'm saying they should open the show. I believe it's gonna be the sixth match on the card.
The Rascals.
No. Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey.
Oh, so you think six will be Osprey and Bailey for
Yes.
you?
Yes. All I'm saying is that I believe they should open the show, but I don't obviously that's my intake. Like if it was up to me, where would I place that match? It would be the opening show. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to see how will you book this match? Or do you want to do where do you think it's gonna be ranked?
Let's do where we think it's gonna be ranked, and then we could like whoever wins or gets a better accurate one, we I don't know, we get a prize or something. I don't
All right, well, we could do both, and then we could do the aftermath
Yeah.
afterwards. So, I would book. So look, I'm gonna do two different call-ins on. So one is real, and I'll say real, and then fantasy for mine. So my fantasy would be I would book Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey. The first match. So if I get it right, I get a half a point. How about we do it that way? If you do it for
Yeah.
your fantasy booking, you get a half a point. If you book it for real, like, so I'm gonna book it like where I think Impact Wrestling is gonna place the match card is gonna be number 6. So if I get it right, then I get a full point.
Okay, so you for okay, so for fantasy and for the real, you put six.
Fantasy would be slot 1, so it would be my opening match.
Okay.
And re and Impact's lineup, I believe it's going to be the sixth match.
Okay. So let's do that one for. Okay, so for me, I would see fantasy, I'll say three for fantasy.
Okay, that's a nice spot.
And for actual, I'll put it at six too. Yeah.
All right, let's go move on to Chris Sabin and Kenta for the Impact X Division
Ooh.
Championship. So no CM Punk.
Yeah, no, right.
No CM
You
Punk
never
if he's
know.
gonna be there. So I truly think this is gonna be the opening match. I feel like it shouldn't because it's Kenta, but at the same time, he's not really like a big star compared to Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
So, no disrespect. It's just Kenta, he has lost his
A step.
mojo right when he signed with NXT. They ruined his career. So, yeah. So I truly believe this is gonna be, oh man, because see, it's the Call Your Shot Gauntlet, but they never, and then it's the tag team match. That's what's making me, you know what? X Division. For Impact's lineup, I think it's gonna be the opening match.
And
And
for your
then
fantasy?
for my fantasy, I'm gonna put it at three.
Three? Okay.
Three. Who do you think is gonna go over? Or do you want to do that as well
Oh yeah, I
while
have
we're
to do that
doing?
too.
Or
I
do you want to do that afterwards? We'll do that afterwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my next? Okay. So for me, actual, I'll put a third in actual.
I like that.
And for fantasy, I would say I'll put it a second.
See,
Wait, no.
that's another. See, like, there's no back card. What the hell? Damn, what's going on, Impact? There is not one back card for
Hey,
this match.
that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Because
why you're disappointed that they're gonna
it's
like be
tough.
in Cicero. Like, why be in
Yeah,
Cicero with this kind of lineup?
exactly. Thank you. Like, you see the lineup, bro.
I
Why
know,
is it going to be in Cicero?
because I saw some of the matches. I saw some of the lineup, but now I'm like seeing the full lineup. I'm like, man,
Yeah. And
this is.
the fact that you can't, it's difficult because it's like, damn, I explained to you why I would put Will Ospreay because I want it to start hot. But then it's like, damn, Chris Sabin and Kenta, god damn. It's gonna be, it's like, I don't wanna put that. I wanna put that first, but then it's like, that's gonna be a hot match, but then Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey, when they go out there, they're gonna take the attention away from that match.
Yeah,
So it's like it's tough to place this.
that's why I put him one and two, two and three. I put Kenta and Sabin, then I put Ospreay and Bailey because I feel it's gonna be back to back, like bomb, 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 you know.
That's what I would want, and I hope we get that.
Yeah.
But my problem is I don't want too much to the point where I'm burned out.
Yeah, I think we burned out the last show at the
Yeah.
Chicago Heat. Yeah, we burned out after like
Yeah.
I forgot what match. But I know like the Moose and the Kevin Knight one was fire. I think that one brought us back awake, but
It
like
did.
the match before that or something like burned us out. We were like
Oh, it
done.
was Chris Sabin. Yeah, it was difficult to enjoy the Chris Sabin and Samurai the Soul match.
Oh yeah.
Besides, that match was kind of
We were kind of like, and then all of a sudden they finally had a Moose and Kevin. I was like, okay, we're back in it. We're back in it. But then it
yeah.
kind of like, kind of the momentum after that was kind of like, okay,
Yeah, that match really, like, it really and took a lot of energy out of us. And then they
yeah.
had a great opening match as well. It was Mike Bailey and Kushida. So yeah, that was a great night. Did you give your you already give your line where you're gonna put it, right?
Yeah, I put a third on the actual what I think it actually gonna be, and I put it second on my fantasy.
Okay. So we'll go on to a match that I truly believe that is going to be one of the main events. But part of me, just the only reason why I say this is because technically, Josh Alexander, Mike Bailey, Josh Alexander and Chris, oh my gosh, Alex Shelley, it's a rematch
Okay.
from Emerges back in Cicero. So, but at the same time, it's like, well, it's a rematch, so it should be in the main event because there's a huge story. Alex Shelley needs to prove that he could truly beat Josh Alexander, and he
Yeah.
wants to feel like a true world champion because Josh Alexander was the title holder and he vacated the title and he won the title from Steve Maclin. So he doesn't truly feel like a world champion until he beats Josh Alexander. So that's why I feel like it should be the main event. And also, this is the first main event that's a rematch for that main event's Bound for Glory. So fun fact. But Mickie James, Trinity has main evented, emerges with Deonna, I believe, right? So, and now she's here to face Mickie James. Mickie James claimed that next time she loses, she's gonna retire. I call BS. But I truly think that Mickie James is gonna turn heel at Bound for Glory. And regardless if that closes the show or not, god damn, that's gonna be a night to remember. But her husband is the GM for SmackDown. So that being said, I think Trinity is gonna get the W, and I don't think this is gonna be the main event. So, but what if it is? You know what? Just in case.
So what's your what's well, should we go to main events? Oh, we're talking about these ones. Might as well put these ranked already.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
For Josh Alexander, we'll go with, we'll just, since we brought it up, Josh Alexander, Alex Shelley. In my fantasy booking, I will say main event.
Okay.
For Impact's booking, I think it's gonna be Sam. I think it's gonna be the seventh. I think it's gonna be the semi main event or co-main event. And the Knockouts, it's gonna be the main event for Bound for Glory for Impact is booking. And then for my booking, I would put it number seventh.
Okay, so you flip them pretty much.
Yeah. They're both co-main events. That's how I will promote the matches. So basically a double main event.
Yeah, I think both in my main event and fantasy, I would say Trinity and James would be the true main event.
Ooh.
Because like you said, I think like because of James, like if she loses, it's done, you know?
Right.
So it's like kind of like a more it's a more high stakes for that one. It's
Oh,
like,
well,
you know, if I lose a match.
for my fantasy booking, Mickie James is winning. I will have her turn heel. Yeah.
I would see her losing actually. Like you said, because of her husband and stuff. I don't know if that's going to be a factor for her going back to WWE because her husband works there and he signed a contract. So he's actually going to
Right.
be there. He might wrestle eventually. They probably only, the only reason why he's a GM now, because they don't want to, they froze like hiring wrestlers, but they didn't freeze hiring officials and stuff, things like that. No?
He as an active wrestler, he didn't want what he was getting. So they asked him, well, they're like, well, we don't want to lose you, so would you take this as a on character,
On screen character, yeah.
yeah, pay whatever. And he said yeah. So that's why.
Okay.
Until they could. Maybe part of your what you just said, maybe there's some truth into it, but that's the reason why he is the GM right now.
But yeah, I would totally just. I think I see James losing. I can see her
See,
losing.
if Mickie James is gonna lose, I would respect that. But here's my problem. Why? It's one of those things where it's like, ooh, it's gonna be in Cicero. But at the same time, it's like it's gonna be in Cicero for Mickie James. That'd
Yeah,
be
but
awesome for us, but for her, it ain't gonna mean anything. I'm pretty sure she would rather return, retire at her hometown or whatever. And also, that's gonna be bogus as hell that you're gonna have her retire in front of like 300 people instead of like 5,000 people. You know what I mean? That's messed up on Impact Wrestling's part, if that's true.
but I think it's like if she retired at the WrestleMania, it's like the WrestleMania, so like, yeah, let's forget about like location.
Right.
It goes based off like the actual event, you know, like the significance of the event itself. It's like if any wrestler retires at WrestleMania, that's kind of like this is her way to like retire at WrestleMania. Yeah, she doesn't get the audience
Right.
like she gets, but if she really, you know, if she if she actually change or changes her mind last minute, where she's like, no, I'm actually gonna not retire, you know, there's not a stipulation of the match, it's just a regular, one-on-one match, usually they'll say like, if Mickie James loses, she's retiring, it's more self-imposed. So like, you're right, she could lose and turn heel, be like, no, I was kidding, I was kidding. I'm still, then it's when she still sticks around after turning heel. Because she's like, oh no, I lied. I kind of have my fingers crossed behind my back, whatever, the whole time. It could be a storyline like, no, I'm a, and it should be like a character where she's like
Or
that, like,
somebody could have cost her match where it's like, oh, it doesn't count kind of
yeah,
thing.
exactly. So I could see her losing. So Trinity has a longer reign because that's probably what people are want to watch anyways, her being champion.
But here's the thing. Do you think Trinity should deserve to be to retire Mickie James?
I
Not
mean,
Jordynne Grace, not Deonna Purrazzo.
I don't know, because Trinity is a
Giselle Shaw, Killer Kelly, Masha Slamovich. I feel like there's other knockouts who should retire Mickie James. I don't think Mickie James should retire.
I think because I think Trinity has the championships behind her, the titles and all that behind her. I think
She's
she
the
is.
one who is trying to make it out there, trying to prove that she don't need WWE, you don't like basically trying to prove that you can make it out there. You know,
Yeah, and she's
without
a
WWE.
two-time champion, so it's like she's a two-time WWE champion, women's champion. So she has the credentials and the credentials to like show like, hey, I'm actually like a worthy opponent because I actually won the title a couple times, the tag team titles,
She
things
won
like
met
that.
she won matches at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so she does have like the like that kind of. No offense to like Jordynne Grace or Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo couldn't make it out of NXT, unfortunately, because they didn't use her. But like she doesn't, but yeah, obviously she was AAA Women's Reina de Reinas. She's been like Ring of Honor champion, but like to be a WWE champion, I think that's kind of the perfect, I don't know, opponent, because she has that like credibility from championships and like being on the main event of WrestleMania and things like that, That's probably why I think she should be, but I don't think Mickie James will actually retire fully. She's like, oh, never, no, I was joking, or retire, but then
I don't think
she'll show up
she'll,
somewhere else,
I don't think she'll be like, I'm joking, but I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure that there will be a way to swerve the whole retirement thing. Unless she does decide to retire, or maybe it's not a retirement, maybe it is to leave Impact Wrestling, you know?
Yeah, people retire and they come back, and all of a sudden they're
Yeah.
on like they're on Raw or they're on
There, Eric Young was
Collision or
killed.
whatever. Yeah, he came
Eric
back
Young,
somehow.
yeah. Eric Young was killed and he came back somehow.
Yeah.
Rosemary, everybody, people die in Impact and they somehow magically come back.
Yeah.
So, all right, moving on. We're gonna go to Call Your Shot Gauntlet. This is gonna be at least 20 to 30 minutes, but I will say I am very excited about this match because this is basically like a Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So, this match alone could be 20 to 40 minutes.
Wow.
So super exciting about that. So I truly believe that this is either going to be. See, I would put this in my fantasy number four.
Four. Okay.
I think it's going to be number three for Impact.
Okay.
Ju
My bad.
-ju -ju. Who do you think? Oh, go ahead. I forgot it. About yours.
For me, I would say both for number one, both first.
See,
Why?
I don't blame you on that.
Yeah. Why? Because I feel like it feels like it's gonna be a good way to start off the show. And it also gives away because it's literally you could invoke a championship at any time within the year, right? So where I'm going with this is that whoever wins that is gonna probably cash it into that same night.
But you know who you're forgetting who else? Here's the who has
The world title thing?
the
The
briefcase,
Keisha
Moose.
fired?
Yeah, Moose has it.
Exactly.
But for the Call Your Shot Gauntlet, it's for any title. It could be from tag team, X Division, Women's Jordynne Grace could win Call Your Shot Gauntlet and go after the Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
Exactly.
So that's freaking awesome right there. So that is a possibility. So, you know, that's what I love about Call Your Shot Gauntlet. I feel like it should be eventually that should be a pay-per-view.
Yeah, right.
So like
But that's
the
that,
winner
yeah.
goes on in main event Impact or like Bound for Glory or hell, even Slammiversary. And for any title, it doesn't have to be the world title. It's just like, hey, whatever title you choose, you're gonna be in the main event at any either the next pay-per-view or you choose the pay-per-view or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I could see that being the first one because it's like you never, you know, like they could be like, oh, I could cash it in tonight if I wanted to against any of the champions,
Right.
you know?
Right. You're true. See, I like that. So you say you put that both in
Both for
Impact's
number one.
and yours. Okay.
Yeah, it's like if the money in the bank, like if the money bank's first. I knew when Liv Morgan won Money in the Bank, I knew she was going to cash it in that same night because I was
Right.
there in Vegas. Like, because it was the first match, I think. Yeah, it was the first or second match. I forgot which
Right.
one it was, but I knew she was going to cash it in that same night. I'm like, okay, give her like 2 hours rest. She's going to go out there and win. And guess what? She won. And I was like, I'm not shocked that she got cashed. You know, that she cashed it in that same night.
And do you remember who the first person who cashed it in the same night? For Call Your
Seth
Shot
Rollins?
Gauntlet?
No,
No,
Chaka.
Call
Moose.
Moose.
He beat Alexander. So that's
Yeah.
why it's like,
Oh gosh. It's still one of my favorite moments ever. Oh man. And
I
can
could
you
see that
imagine?
happening,
Hey, can you imagine? Say
though.
Josh Alexander wins, right? The Impact World Heavyweight Champion and screws. Gets screwed by Moose again, and then whoever wins Call Your Shot Gauntlet cashes in on Moose.
Oh my gosh. See, that would be like, okay, that's okay.
Or even better, Moose tries to cash it in. He does cash in, but fails to win this time. Because now he
Live.
know, yeah, because
Yeah.
Josh Alexander knows this time it's deja vu. This time Josh Alexander retains and then he drops the belt to whoever is the call your shot
What if, like, I could
trophy.
see, what if, like, Giselle Shaw wins and she catches it on Trinity? Or something
Oh,
like that. Ooh.
not
Or
Trinity, but
like
Mickie James.
Mickie James
Like
or
Mickie James wins and then she
boom.
loses the title that night.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee. Oh man, I'm so excited.
Oh, let's go.
Come on, Giselle Shaw or Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace better walk away
Ooh.
Impact World Champion. Woo wee. Hey, you know, it's weird. We can't even say this about any WWE. We can't say this about WWE and AEW. About having just Jordynne Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, Giselle Shaw, Trinity, Mickie James to go after the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. It's weird. It doesn't
Yeah.
define that. It doesn't mean like the title doesn't mean anything. It's just. It's something about Impact Wrestling that may it's like when you mention a woman's a wrestler's name from Impact, it's like when you book a show, it's like I could put this anywhere. With WWE, it's like second match, first. Oh no, that's too high in the card.
Yeah.
Put it low. Put it low. AEW, it's like who can nobody's gonna
First
watch
match,
that. First match.
that's fine.
It's going to be the 15 match, but it's only going to have 5 minutes, so it
Yeah.
doesn't matter. It's just it's yeah. But anyways, I forget. Yeah, it's so excited. So exciting. The Rascals versus ABC 2. Sweet. Oh, dude, we saw the Rascals wrestle live. God damn, those guys could go.
Yeah.
F the Young Bucks, bro. They're
Yeah.
so overrated now. Go see the Rascals live. God damn, those guys. I'm just like freaking paintball right here. What's going on? Shoot. Chris Bay is using his Feast and Fire tag team title match that he won. So he's getting his rematch and Bound for Glory with. Where he teams up with Ace Austin. Very excited for this match. This one, I feel because it's I feel like it's gonna be the opening match for Impact, but since I already went with the X
Yeah.
Division title, I feel like this is going to be the second match for Impact. For my fantasy booking, I will put it number six.
Okay.
Because I would tell them, easy down for a minute. Don't go too hot. Give some chain wrestling, some technical. After like the 3, 5 minute mark, all right, go into your high spots and
Okay.
then take it home. You know, because honestly, they just need like 10, 12 minutes. Because shoot, because the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, because that's what I'm going to have after, they're going to have 30 minutes. Mickie James, if she turns heel, regardless, heel or not, if she's going to retire or not, she's going to, what's it called? Oh no, I put my knock, I got confused. I looked at the wrong list. Impact, the knockouts is going to be my after that. So at least that way it won't take too much from the match. And then the main event, but regardless, both matches, my main events are going to be like at least 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know? So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know why I try to drag that out. So I just went to the point.
All right.
But yeah, that's why I wouldn't want them to do too much.
So for me, I would say for fantasy booking for this match, if I were to put it, I'll put it fifth in the card. And also the same thing for the actual show, I think it'll be fifth. To be like almost in the middle, but it's like you said, it's gonna be like, like, hey guys, let's chill out a little bit, and then right before Osprey, well, I put Osprey at six in the real time. I guess that's gonna lead into that match. Like it's gonna make it a quick transition. It's not gonna be like too hot, too cold, So I would see in that position because I feel like it would be way better than that position.
I respect that. See, for my number five, that I would place it for both shows is going to be PCO, Rhino, Steve Macklin, and Moose in the Monster Balls match, bro. Oh, man. First of all, I'm happy that Goldberg, I'm happy that Rhino is back to Impact Wrestling to get to see him wrestle once again, to finally be able to see a Monster Balls match in real life. That's going to be fantastic. The only problem is there's not going to be no Monster Abyss. Bummer. But to get to see PCO, Rhino, Steve Macklin, Moose, and the Monster Ball, even though we were supposed to get Moose. No, sorry. We were supposed to get Rhino and Steve Macklin in the Chicago Street Fight. That's fine. I'll take this match. Continue the feud with Rhino and Steve Macklin to either Turning Point or different pay-per-view. It don't matter. This one's tough. I truly believe that if Moose does not win, I think tonight he'll cash in. Well, not tonight. That night he'll cash in, Moose. But I don't think Moose is going to win. I think Steve Macklin's going to get the dub. But I feel like Rhino should get the dub because I like Rhino because I want to see a gore. Gore! Gore! I will place the Monster Balls match number five for both.
Okay. So for
Nine.
me, fantasy, I put it six, the Monster Balls match. And then for the actual, I'll put it fourth because it'll be in the middle of the card. So I feel like it's kind of that point where like, ooh, let's go, So it feels like it's gonna be, oh my God, you're right. Any match could be any role, any like number. I'm like, man, it's crazy. It's kind of hard actually.
That's what she said.
Oh wow.
She will this weekend. Hey, yo. Hello, ladies. No. But that's what I'm saying. It's a good lineup, bro.
Oh yeah, man,
It's
it's hard
like,
to like.
goddamn. It's like, geez, what am I looking at? This can't be Impact. All right. For my main event. MK Ultra, Killer Kelly. God damn, Killer Kelly. She got that dome truck. God damn. Masha Slamovich. And she a freak. I know it too. Against Deonna Purrazzo, the beautiful Deonna Purrazzo. God damn. Ooh-wee. And my homegirl, hot and spicy. Tasha Steeles, baby. Oh man. Miss Cardi B over here. Well. A skinny version of Cardi B. Not saying that Cardi B is fat. I'm just saying, She ain't got that dump truck. You know, she
Yeah.
the wish, she the wish version of Cardi B.
Wow.
Not cheap, just saying. Am I not wrong or right?
I don't know. Just what I
Come on, Ever. I seen the videos that you've been liking up Cardi B,
Oh,
Cochina,
come on, man.
her
No.
twerking. This wop, wop,
Oh, wow.
anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, so MK Ultra, versus Deonna Purrazzo and Tasha Steelz for the Impact tag team, women's knockouts tag team champions. I believe this is going to be fourth for Impact, and for me, oh, this is the last match. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gonna be second for me on the card.
Okay. For fantasy.
Yes.
Fantasy second and actual is gonna be fourth. Okay.
Fourth.
Yeah, I would have it. Well, this is my last match, so the last space I had. Fantasy is fourth, and for the actual show it's gonna be second. So we flipped it actually.
Yeah.
We actually flipped it our
So for Impact, now let's run it down now. Impact, I believe that their opening match is going to be the X Division title. They're going to open up a second is going to be the tag team, the Impact tag team match, the Rascals and ABC. Third, Call Your Shot Gauntlet. Fourth, Knockouts tag team. Fifth, Monster Ball. Six, Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey. Seventh, the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. And eighth, I believe Impact is going to have the Knockouts Women's title, the main event. For my fantasy booking, I will have Will Ospreay versus Mike Bailey as the opening match. Second, the Knockouts Tag Team match. Third, the X Division Championship, Chris Sabin and Kenta. Fourth, Call Your Shot Gauntlet. Fifth, Monster Ball. Six, Chris Bay or ABC, Chris Bay and Austin Bay or Austin Ace Austin versus the Rascals. Seventh, the Knockouts Championship, the Women's Championship, and then eighth, my main event, the World Heavyweight Championship, Alex Shelley and Josh Alexander. Jeez, I don't know why I was throwing a blank there.
Okay. So for me, that what I actually think is gonna be on the show. First, Call Your Shot Gauntlet. Second, MK Ultra versus Purrazzo and Tut Steals. Third, X Division Championship, Chris Sabin versus Kenta. Fourth, Monster Ball match. Fifth, the Impact Tag Team Championships, ABC versus the Rascals. Six, Ospreay versus Bailey. Seven, Alex Shelley versus Alexander for the Impact World Championship. And the main event is me Trinity versus Mickie James for the Knockouts Championship.
Do we
And
have the last three together?
we kind of, yeah,
My
actually,
Mike
for the
Bailey,
actual, yeah.
yeah, Mike Bailey, World, and then the Knockouts for
Yeah.
the real Impact, like
Yeah.
what we
Yeah.
think Impact is gonna book. Okay, cool.
And then for my fantasy booking, Call Your Shot Gauntlet is first, Kenta versus Sabin is second, Ospreay versus Bailey is third, MK Ultra versus Purrazzo and Steel's fourth, ABC versus Rascals fifth, Monster Ball six, Shelley versus Alexander seven, and main event Trinity versus James. So pretty much a lot of my matches are similar.
Yeah.
Both, yeah, just a little bit of a flip, but. Yeah, and then we'll go by. Let's see what we'll just literally just take a piece of paper, like write down the matches and like at the show
Time
who
by
won.
time.
Yeah,
But now
this is
it's
live, right?
time. Now it's time for Bound for Glory prediction. All right. PCO versus Rhino, Steve Macklin, and Moose, Monster Ball. I'm gonna go with Steve Macklin.
Backlund? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm gonna go with PCO.
TCO. Ooh, nice choice. Nice
Cause it's
choice.
like kind of like the theme of the match. Monster Ball. Come on, he's in Frankenstein. You know?
No, he's not re-signed with Impact. He's
No?
done. I
Oh, he's
believe
done.
this is his last match.
So I guess he's gonna go out with
I hope not.
a win.
He better get hit with it. Gore, gore,
Gore.
gore.
Yeah.
MK Ultra versus Deonna Purrazzo and Tasha Steele. I am gonna go with Deonna Purrazzo and Tasha Steele's.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with MK Ultra. Can't go against Killer Kelly, bro. I want to meet
God,
her.
I want to be her seat.
Meet
Jeez.
and greet. We're gonna go to the meet and greet. So we're like, hey, come on, MK Ultra. Yay!
Ooh wee, bro! I don't even think I could talk to Killer Kelly.
I'll be like,
I don't even think
I'll
I'll be able to. I'm like, hi. You're so pretty.
yeah.
I'm gonna be me when I meet her. They're gonna be like, security. We got a drooler. Not a gun. All right.
Oh.
The Rascals versus ABC 2 sweet for the Impact Tag Team Championship. I'm going with the Rascals. I'm sorry, ABC. I want you guys to win, but
I agree. I want the Rascals.
the Rascals are on fire.
Yeah.
Call your
Absolutely.
shot, Gothlick. This one's gonna be a
Ooh.
tough one, but I'm gonna go with Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace getting the dub. And she's gonna cash in the call your shot Gothic that night for either the Impact or the Knockouts Championship.
Ooh, that's a tough one because people, well, I see on the card. That's a hard one. Like for
Oh.
that's a good one actually. I could see Eric Young winning.
Oh, okay.
Eric Young. That's my pick, Eric Young.
See,
Because I don't know.
that was gonna be a choice for me as well.
Because they only announced like six people, right? One,
Yeah,
two,
but
three,
there's
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 people. So there's
10
ten
more
people
to
we don't know.
announce.
So I don't know if we should really count this one as prediction because we don't know the other 10 participants. Because what if I like the one of the other 10 is like, oh, that person might actually win. So we'll just say like people that we know are in the
How
match.
about we'll call one right now, and then the day of the pay-per-view, once we'll decide the final, once we hit the final four, we'll decide then.
Okay.
Because it's a Gotham match. So I think it starts off as a battle royal, if I'm not mistaken. So you
Yeah.
get eliminated first, once everybody's in the
Yeah.
ring, whatever, because it's a Gothlick.
And it's four people last. The last four people are Battle Royal.
No. It's the last two, it becomes a one-on-one match.
Oh, okay.
So it's a battle royal. So it's basically the Royal Rumble, except the final two is gonna be a singles match. So
Oh, wow.
we could do a prediction now just in case. And then once we see the final two, then we'll have another one right there in the
Yeah.
moment to see who gets the actual credit.
Yeah. Okay.
So who do you so you said Eric Young. That's a good choice.
I could still see Aaron winning it all though,
Yeah.
regardless.
I already know the a few surprises. It's gonna be whoever's gonna be at the Fallout. So like Samurai the Soul, Loretto Kid, I believe.
Laredo Kid,
Yeah.
Taurus.
Taurus, so I'm pretty sure they're gonna be in the Gothic match as well.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure a couple in it's Chicago guys, hometown grown guys are gonna be at the Battle Royal because they did that with what's her name, Kylie Rae.
And Heather Reckless too.
Oh, there's a
Who
chance
was
she
that
may be a
Chicago
part of.
Heat?
Yeah, she was in Chicago Heat, so there's a chance she may be back for it, or
Yeah.
maybe somebody that we've never seen before.
Or Myron Reed, I think he's gonna come back. He's doing Fallout. The third rascal? He's a fourth rascal. Well, he's an adopted rascal.
Oh, I think he's gonna be there at the Fallout.
Yeah, that's why I think he's
Oh,
gonna
so he
probably be
may,
a...
or maybe he'll probably be there to help out with the Rascals retain.
Yeah.
So, all right, Trinity versus Mickie James. I'm gonna go with Mickie James. Hardcore
I'm gonna
country.
go with
Oh, I'm gonna finally be able to hear her theme song ever.
what? You didn't see it last time?
No,
Or ever?
remember? No, remember? That's when she came out to help out Tracy. Or not Tracy, Chelsea Green.
During sacrifice?
Yeah.
Oh,
Remember
okay,
how
because
Mary
oh
Chelsea Green hurt her arm and then Mickie
yeah.
James came out to check up on her and then Tasha Steele came out and says, I want my match right here, right now.
Oh yeah,
So
that's
now,
true.
yes, I know. Sorry, I got a little excited.
No, I swear she was in a match where she lost right away. Mickie James lost like the match. She
Yeah,
lost that
she
match
lost.
though.
Yeah, she lost,
Oh,
but
okay.
they didn't play her song, obviously, because
Oh,
she
we met.
lost.
Oh, she's happy birthday to me. I remember
Yeah.
that. Thank you,
Lucky
Mickey.
bastard. Yeah, I told Mickey James and Chelsea Green. I was like, can you give a shout out to my cousin? It's his birthday, just like birthday present. And they sang happy birthday to him. I was like, wow. I
Was
was like, I
like,
didn't I just wanted to you guys just say happy birthday and say hi and all that. I didn't want you to sing to him.
I got
I was
really
like,
shy. I was like, thank you.
yeah.
And
Well,
then that scene
down
that we met
south
Eddie
was pointing
Edwards.
up.
You're right. Oh, yeah. And then we met outside Eddie Edwards and Rick Swann. But you know what? I was kind of too shy to ask him for, like, hey, let's go out, man. It's my birthday, you know? But I was like, no, I don't want to
Yeah, I finally got to meet Eddie Edwards. I was like, God damn, finally.
buy.
Jesus. All right, bye.
Anyways, let's keep going. It'll be a long episode.
Yeah, Mickey James getting the dub.
Okay. I said Trinity.
Trinity. Will Ospreay and Mike Bailey.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with Will Ospreay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for him to. I mean, if he's humble enough, he'd be like, whatever, I'll lose, you know.
Right.
But I could see him winning because, like, hey, you come from the UK, you know, New Japan. We'll just let you. You'll win tonight, you know.
Yeah. If it was gonna be a yeah, and plus they gotta build up his match against Eddie Edwards.
Yeah.
You
If he
know, because
loses and then
yeah,
next
if
show
he
he's like winning. If he
yeah.
loses and then he goes in the next show and he's like, okay, just no, there's like, oh, he
There's
lost,
no
you know.
momentum for him to like for his build up with Eddie Edwards, you know. So yeah, I feel like well Ospreay's gonna get the W. Chris Sabin versus Kenta. I'm gonna go with obviously Chris Sabin. You're going with Chris Sabin
Yeah,
as
because
well.
I don't really see like the guy. Sometimes I see like people that are coming from like New Japan. I don't think they should win the
You,
title. They should have a
yeah,
match, but a
they. You'd
non-title
be
match.
surprised. You'd be
Yeah,
surprised.
they have people won before though. Like,
Yeah.
oh, they're from New Japan. They're only here for like a couple weeks, but they're winning the title, and then
Right.
they drop the belt like a week later, you know.
Yeah.
But I could see Saban still keeping it for
He
a little
should.
while.
Yeah, he
But I
should.
think Kenta should come back maybe down the road, but not like for a title match, you know. Maybe next
Yeah,
show.
and I get what you mean where it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be for the title because it's like it's kind of make it one-sided. But the thing with Impact, they had New Japan guys come
Oh
to
yeah, they're working with
Impact
them, so it's like
and they
it's a
won
relationship.
titles before. Yeah, and they won titles before. So that's what makes it kind of interesting about
It looks
this.
good for Impact too that let's say Kenta wins. I don't think he's the only one, but if he did win, he could be at New Japan, he could be at House of Glory, he could be at
Right.
whatever company he's doing that week, you know, in the US, Canada, Europe, Japan, Mexico, he could do all of them, you know. He'd be like, hey, I got the Impact, you know, like it, you know, Impact's out there, but like, hey, I have the title, I'm
Woo!
the champion.
You know what? Kenta, he's gonna win. He's gonna win because you know what he's gonna win with?
GTS
GTS
in Chicago?
in
Well, he
Chicago.
created the move though. People
He
forget about
created the
that.
move. He created the freaking move.
Did you
So
change your mind? It's Kenta?
it's Kenta. Screw
Oh
that. In
wow.
Chicago, bro? Oh my
Ooh.
God. And he's a heel. He's a
Ooh.
goddamn heel. And he hates Punk. Oh, God damn it.
Does he hate Punk because of he took the GTS and made it his own, or he just hates
Yeah,
Punk because of personal issues? Because
both everything.
both. Yeah, like I
He
don't like this
just
guy at all.
yeah, because of the
He rubbed him the
finisher.
wrong way.
Yeah, because of the finisher, he didn't ask for permission,
Ooh,
and
that's a sin. That's a
yeah,
wrestling sin.
and what else? And he just you know personal reasons, and I'm pretty sure you know the things he sees online about Punk doesn't help. So, in the main event, Josh Alexander, Alex Shelley. Impact World Heavyweight Champion rematch, but this time Alex Shelley's world champion, and I truly believe Shelley is gonna get the W for his
Ooh.
redemption. Huh?
I'll say Alexander.
See, I want
But
Josh Alexander to win, but this is why.
Oh,
Hold on, before I don't want to. Hold on.
you
Let me correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, they both are. Josh Alexander is teaming up with Eric Young to face the subculture
Subculture, yeah.
at Turning Point.
Ooh.
But the Motor City Machine Guns are going to face Moose and Brian Myers.
Okay.
So what does that tell you?
I don't know.
Moose is gonna walk out world champion.
Ooh. Wow.
Or he's gonna retain, and Moose is basically saying, like, I'm next. So think about it, because remember, this is a week from Bound for Glory. So, because there's gonna be taping on Sunday, and that's gonna be for
Thursday.
Thursday, which is gonna lead to Turning Point, or Turning Point's just like a start, like a clean slate, you know?
The year starts fresh after Turning Point, or after Bound for Glory, it's like a fresh year, you know?
Basically. But goddamn, you know where we're getting a fallout? Will Ospreay versus Josh Alexander, and
Oof.
also Alex Shelley versus Jonathan Gruesome. And whoever is champion, whichever match, whoever's champion that match is going to be for the World Heavyweight Champion. So if Shelley retains, he faces Jonathan Gruesome. It's going to be for the Impact World Heavyweight title. If Josh Alexander retains or wins, then it's when he faces Will Ospreay, it's going to be for the world title. So that's where it's like, yo, what's the main event? And yo, who's going to walk out champion? Because right here, Josh Alexander, Will Ospreay, that's the main event. But it's like, damn, you throw the world title in there? Because it's like, if it's just like, oh my gosh, dude, what is going on with Impact right now?
Wait, actually, I thought about it too. This is the first time I actually see the well, now it's called the UK Championship, the New Japan United States. What was it called?
Yeah, the
IWGP United
IWGP.
States. Yeah,
Yeah.
well, it's like UK now. It's a UK title now, but it's the first time I actually see the title in person.
If he brings it.
Yeah, if he brings it. No, when he came to the Ring of Honor, he brought all his belts. When he was champion, he brought like his Revolver Pro or something. I forgot what title, like in the UK.
Yeah, never knew. Well, anyways, I'm gonna go with Alex Shelley. I already said that, right? And you said Josh Alexander.
Yep.
So, goddamn, this is gonna be a fantastic show. It
So
better be.
we kind of literally have different people winning every match besides the Rascals.
The
Yeah.
Rascals.
Yeah.
Well, this is gonna be an interesting night then.
Yeah, it is. We're like, man, we gotta get one of those scorecards, you know, the ones you get when you do mini golf.
We should.
We should totally make a bunch of those, like, hey, new entry. And like, hey guys, if you want a copy, if you want to follow along.
That would be cool. We should get one of those.
Yeah, like, hey, follow along. Print out the download the printable document and do your own like point system and see how much, if you beat me or Ian, especially Ian, because you're the guy for Impact. Like, I don't think nobody knows about Impact more than you. So if
Really?
I beat you in the point system, I'm like, whoa, I guess I'm a better like booker than like fan.
Or you just got lucky. Let's just go with
I know,
that
right?
one. You just
Right.
got lucky. Because I can
No.
name you. First of all, can you name every Bound for Glory pay-per-view main event?
Nope.
I can. Bet. Ready? The first ever Bound for Glory. The original match was supposed to be Jeff Jarrett versus Kevin Nash for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Kevin Nash was supposed to win that match. But fortunately, he had an injury or something happened where he couldn't make it to the show. So Rhino had to take his spot after he went not one, but two matches. He went through a Monster Balls match, and then he went for something similar to your Call Your Shot Gothic. There's a chance it could have been Call Your Shot Gothic at that time. Rhino wins all two matches, and then he goes on to the main event to face Jeff Jarrett, beats Jeff Jarrett for the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Gore, gore, gore. 2006, the main event was Sting versus Jeff Jarrett for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, where Kurt Angle was a special guest enforcer. Yes, not enforcer, not referee. 07, Sting versus Kurt Angle for the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. 08, Sting versus Samoan Joe for the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. 09, Sting versus AJ Styles for the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. 10, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson for the vacated TNA World Heavyweight Championship. The original plan was supposed to be RVD and Kurt Angle for the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. 11, Bobby Roode versus Kurt Angle for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. 12, Austin Aries versus Jeff Hardy for the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. 13, AJ Styles versus Bully Ray for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship in a no disqualification match. The original plan was supposed to be AJ Styles versus Chris Sabin, but drop. I don't know what happened there. They dropped the ball on that one. 14 was a sad one. James Storm and the great Sandea, Sundua, whatever, versus the great
Nada.
Sanada versus the great Muta and Tajiri in a tag team match. The original plan for Impact was supposed to be for that night was supposed to be Bobby Roode and Bobby Lashley for the entire for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, but due to money and all that stuff, they couldn't do it, so they had to call Russell One, the great Muta, for help for to fund the show. That was 14. 15. Drew McIntyre, EC3, and Matt Hardy for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Matt Hardy won the big one that night. 16. Oh, that was the same year. 2015 was the same year where they stopped recognizing Impact TNA World Heavyweight as a world title.
Oh wow.
Fun fact.
Is it still that way or is it
No,
gotten?
it's back now. It's back.
Oh, okay. How did it who does that?
I have no idea.
Like the Dave
Whatever
Meltzer or
the
whatever?
no, it wasn't Dave Meltzer. I think it was the Pro Wrestling Illustrator.
Ah, what the
Yeah, but screw them.
hell?
What were your 16? Yeah, who was 16?
You said 16 already, no?
No, 16 was EC. That was the triple threat match was 15. 16 was Lashley versus EC3 for the Impact World Heavyweight Championship. 17 was Eli Drake versus Johnny Impact for the Impact Global Championship. 18 was Austin Aries versus Johnny Impact for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. 19 was Brian Cage versus Sami Callihan. Callahan, and wearing your shirt, by the way. For the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, 2020 was Eric Young versus Rich Swann for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. 20, that was 20, right? 2020, 21, Josh Alexander and Christian Cage. Kenny Omega was supposed to be thrown in that match. Oh, technically, the main event was supposed to be Josh. It was supposed to be Kenny White. Kenny White. Who the hell is Kenny White? It was supposed to be Kenny Omega. And Jay White for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. That was supposed to be the original plan for Bound for Glory, but it ended up being Josh Alexander, Christian Cage, and Kenny Omega. But Kenny Omega couldn't do it, so it just became a singles match.
Okay.
So yeah. And also the other rumor was Christian Cage and Kenny Omega at Bound for Glory. But they
Didn't AEW steal that match?
Yeah, they did it on Rampage instead to promote Impact. And what was that? 2022, Eddie Edwards, Josh Alexander for the Impact World Heavyweight Champion. And this year, we are about to find out if it's going to be Josh Alexander for the third time to main event Bound for Glory back to back. But this time, he is going to be the challenger once again. So.
Very impressive. Dude. Very, very impressive.
I tried.
Why don't you just work for Impact, man? But hey, can I work for you guys?
It's not like I just can just go up to them and say
I know, right? Like, hey, let me work for you guys.
that
Come
ever. I
on.
mean, can I just work for you guys? So I wish, trust me, I did. I did apply for it to be a ref.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't, clearly I didn't get the offer.
I know, right? Like he's a
So
fanboy.
I had experience. I ref'd at that point. At that point, I ref Rhino. I ref no, did I ref Rhino? No, I didn't. I was supposed
Ali,
no.
Samurai, no.
Yes, but obviously they weren't
I
popping
know,
at that time.
but you could say
But
like, hey, at one time I reffed a match of Mustafa Ali, Samurai of the Soul,
yeah.
Rhino.
No,
I don't
Rhino, I
know.
never did. I was supposed to, but they went with somebody else. I was like, bastards.
But you could literally say like you're one of the few people that not few but like you know like you're in a small minority of people that actually say that. Oh, I actually
Right.
ref the match with of this guy,
Right.
dirty or not, you know, like
Yeah, Val
those people like.
Venus, Scotty Tuhati. I did the worm with Scotty Tuhati, which was dope.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raven knows how to tell, dude. Oh my gosh, when you gotta like when I watched Raven wrestled, like you know
Well,
like
you're a referee,
at
isn't
refereeing as a referee point of view, I'm just like this guy's a genius. He is who like I see why who you like it's you're just I yeah he
He's literally a
has
genius. You got like
he's a
that
genius
IQ.
yeah he is like oh my gosh the guy's all there when it comes when he's in that ring it's like oh you gotta wrestle John Cena that's a match that I want to see so all right well I guess this wraps up this show right
Yeah.
all right Ever take us home baby
All right, listeners and viewers, to be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
and we are out
Bye, guys.
do do do